Of course, you and I talked a while back, Mr. Arthur. First of all, as we're getting really close now, and I would guess this is, to use the analogy, crunch time. So what are some of the matters that the Committee of Ten has been working on as the election is only now a couple of months away?
Well, much of our effort has been to, first of all, find those people who are willing to make a financial contribution for some of the publications that we are planning to do. And we've had great response in that way, so it's a matter of pulling some of those folks together and knowing exactly how many dollars we're going to have to expend for making signs, running various kinds of advertisement to make sure that the public is informed about the specifics of this consolidation. As you are probably aware, the idea of changing someone's mind can be a really daunting task, and we're just interested in trying to provide enough information so that the public knows what they're voting on, rather than just to say, well, you know, we're not in favor of it because it's a change. We think the change is the right thing to do, and so we're trying to do everything we can do to make sure the public is aware of that.
So what kind of a media campaign does the committee envision at this point?
Well, the primary discussion has been some publication, possibly utilization of postcards to notify people as to the date, because being a somewhat less significant election at this time, there's concern that you might not get the kind of response to the polls that you would in a national election. So we're going to do a postcard campaign to try to notify folks. We're going to do some calling to get folks to remind them of the date and hopefully get them to the polls. And we have those people who have had a history of voting to give us a jump start as to which ones we would like to target. And again, those are the two primary areas. We've talked about the possibility of some television advertisement, as well as, of course, the radio, and we're still wrestling with that. We have a committee that is responsible for media communications, and they've looked into several options and made a few recommendations, so there's probably a few loose ends yet to be determined.
Are you going to wait until closer to the election, like into March, perhaps, or when would you start the advertising blitz?
Well, yes, we will probably get that started late in February or early March. Once again, the exact time hasn't been determined, but we've got a couple of other events that we think will be particularly appropriate. One of the concerns that the public who have concerns have raised is this is a little greater travel situation than the local school districts have been in the past. So on March 1st and March 8th, we're going to have buses going either from Bushnell to Abington or from Abington back to Bushnell to give folks an opportunity to see, well, what is that ride like? What's that going to look like? And then give them an opportunity to become familiar with the buildings. If they've been an Abington resident, for example, and they wanted to come down and see what the facility in Bushnell would be like, that would be a chance for them to do it, and vice versa. So we're hopeful that this event will at least give people a little better opportunity to see what might be available and what is being promoted.
It looks like, if I have the details, I don't want to go too deeply into that, but it looks like basically the operations of the districts, even if it's installed in one from pre-K up through grade 5, would remain the same. The difference, of course, would be in the creation of a middle school at one of the locations, and then all the high school students in the newer district would then all go to Bushnell. So it's really the older students that would be affected the most.
Yes, that certainly was one of the targets for the committee. I think every parent is reluctant to see a younger child on the bus too long and traveling too far on a regular basis. So the plan was to keep the elementary level programs in their own areas and communities, and then the junior high would be in Abington. And part of that is based on the physical limitations. Abington didn't have the room to accommodate a combined high school group, and Bushnell was really the only location that was physically able to accommodate all of them. So some years ago, the Board of Education in Bushnell determined that they wanted to set the junior high site at the high school site. So it's all on one campus, which would allow for an overflow of people and an ability to accommodate a larger number, which we're anticipating would be the case.
Are members of the Committee of Ten and some of the subcommittees, because it is an extensive effort, I don't know if people realize perhaps how many people are actually involved, but will members be going out and actually speaking to, say, civic groups?
Yes. In fact, we've been doing that for probably roughly 3-4 months, going to various groups, and folks have been very accommodating to invite some of our members to attend and give information to that. So that's been a real plus, and we're going to try to continue to do that to just make sure that some of the leaders in the community will have an idea of what's being proposed and why it was accepted unanimously by the three boards of education. So a lot of times some of those factual things get lost in the shuffle, and the chance to get out to the community. And really, as we talk with them now, we have a lot more detailed information that we can provide, as opposed to when we were talking with them early. A lot of those things were speculation, but now they're coming together a little better.
Do you have any idea of what kind of a budget you might have for the media blitz?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, we don't. We're looking at the dollar amount that has been collected and anticipating some other verbal commitments, but our media campaign will be based upon how many dollars eventually are in the coffers. And to date, we have a number that would allow us to do some things. And again, people have been very generous. In some cases, they would prefer to be anonymous because of their situation. But we're anticipating enough dollars available so that we can provide all three of the communities with enough information to help them make an intelligent vote.
Can you share a ballpark figure at this moment, what's been collected?
It's in excess of $1,200, I believe. And again, there's a number of other dollars that have been committed but have not yet been collected.
Now, from our earlier conversation, I believe the election's March 20th, and this would have to pass in each of the three existing school districts.
Yes, it would. And, of course, that's really a pivotal consideration. Avon has had the greatest loss of enrollment, and their financial picture is a bit more bleak than the other two districts. Actually, Abington and Bushnell parallel each other in terms of enrollment and finances and so forth, pretty close. But, yes, all three communities would have to pass that, and of course, Avon has been very eager to see this be successful. Not that the other two, we have probably more mixed feelings than the other two communities, but it is important, and it is important for all three communities to pass that in order for it to pass.
As you say, and of course you have yourself been a school superintendent, been an administrator. I mean, people might say, as you have suggested, that change, they just don't like it. But if it doesn't, if the initiative were not to pass, what would happen to the three districts? Can they continue to operate, or would they be looking at severe cutbacks, or what would happen if the three districts would end up as independent entities without consolidating?
Well, there are several things that could happen. Number one, the issue is much more urgent for Avon than the other two districts, as I've mentioned, because their enrollment has dwindled to the point that they're really unable to offer the kinds of programs that they could, let's say, 10 or 12 years ago. And yes, as a former administrator in this district, I have mentioned several times when I was working in the district as a high school principal, our enrollment in the high school was roughly 475 students, give or take. Now in Bushnell, I think that we are barely over 200. So that's the kind of decline that is occurred. And, of course, when that decline occurs, you've got to reduce some staff members, you reduce the offerings, and really you get to the point where many of the classes that some of the upper-level or even vocational students would like to take are no longer being offered, or they have to go travel off campus to get them. So we think that this would be an unbelievably good opportunity for students to have a great selection of courses. We align with the recommended number that the state of Illinois has done for a number of years, saying that the most opportune school district would be a district of about 1,500 students, would be slightly above that, and about they recommend about 500 in the high school, we'd be slightly above that. So we really would be in a position to have teachers teaching in their specialty areas, students taking classes that certainly I think the additional number would be about 90 classes that could be offered as compared to what's presently being offered. So there are numerous opportunities for student growth and improvement, and if there's no other reason to support this, we would hope that parents and grandparents would at least look at the jump start that they're providing for their students in the area of curriculum.
And Mr. Arthur, is there anything as chair of the Committee of 10 you'd like to add, perhaps in closing?
Well, once again, I think the greatest theme for us is that all three communities, we hope that they're going to really look into this. We have a website that is attached to each of the three school districts, and we would encourage people to go to that website and provide themselves with enough information to make an intelligent vote. We think that Jonathan Miller, who did the lion's share of the webs, has provided a lot of information. The meeting information is provided there, and some of the rationale for our recommendation. So if people just look at that, this is going to be a real help. And then once they've made a decision based on information, then we're pretty happy with where they'll be, and hopefully that will result in a yes vote, because that's going to make a huge difference for the students in the three towns.